When the pandemic hit in 2020, mezzo-soprano Sasha Cook was at a loss. She'd been in demand. Her recordings of the operas for Dr. Atomic and The Revolution of Steve Jobs were Grammy winners. But performances were being canceled. The country was in lockdown. So Sasha Cook decided to create something not performance-dependent. She contacted composers and asked them to write songs about the pandemic. Responses ranged from the true but hilarious Dear Colleagues, with music by Renee Orth and lyrics by Colleen Murphy. It's about the challenges of working at home.
Sweetie, don't come in while mom is. What? The twins put your teddy bear in the freezer. Boys, take her bear out and someone feed the dog.
And there was the deeply felt, as in Gabriel Kahane's The Hazelnut Tree.
The papers spell fresh threats of doom. Squinting to read in the dark of the bedroom, I hear the breath of my child.
And also the track the New York Times named one of the best songs of the year, How Do I Find You, from Caroline Shaw. I am turned to a pillar of salt. The album is titled How Do I Find You. Sasha Cook received her third Grammy nomination for the CD. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And talk about not being able to sing with this gorgeous voice, not being able to perform those moments.
Oh, you know, it's interesting listening to those clips because all of the emotions come back. You know, the shame that we all felt during the pandemic and that unlived experience that we associated with our identity. So it was a loss of self, you know, during the pandemic. I think we all went to some sort of depression.
Well, and here comes this music, this gift to you from composers. And I want to start with The Hazelnut Tree, Gabriel Kahane. The lyrics, the papers spell fresh threats of doom, reading the newspapers. And it talks about finding beauty in the sight of a hazelnut tree. What are you channeling for Gabriel and yourself there?
Well, Gabriel and I have this in common in that we're both parents. So in that sense, the pandemic was also very special because we had time with the ones that mean the most to us. So there was Gabe, you know, in Portland, looking at the hazelnut tree, looking at his daughter sleeping, and all of the commotion on the television, you know, the world outside. So I relate to that very much, and I didn't take one moment for granted. You know, this famous mezzo-soprano, Frederica von Stade, called me during the pandemic and she said, you know, Sasha, I would have given $1 million for this just to have a break, to be with my kids and to stop. And I thought, I said, you know, I'm going to remember that. And that's captured in Gabriel's song.
Yeah.
Fold up the paper, I'm done. Glide through the front hall. Open the door, see the sun. Hazelnut tree.
Other songs on the album, you know, we heard the hilariously funny Dear Colleagues about a working mom, something you can relate to?
Absolutely. And something that the composer could relate to because she's a composer, you know, and you really have to have quiet being a composer to find that music, whereas I can be at the piano and my kids are screaming in the background. So this was inspired by a Washington Post article that found the average time a working parent had at home that was uninterrupted was like 3 minutes and a few seconds. And the song is exactly that length, so.
Tech support is not my job. I order groceries and wine online. Make lunch and dinner 4 days out of seven. Prepare breakfast and make snacks at 11. Do the laundry, fold the clothes, nurse the baby, do the accounts, help the kids with school and so on. No, honey, I'm not fighting. I'm stating facts.
But there are also very powerful songs about parenthood. And here's another one. It's from Joelle Thompson, lyrics by Jean Shear. It's called Still Waiting.
I heard my daughter crying. I went to her. Honey bunny, that's just a shadow on the wall. No need to be afraid. I am here. Go to sleep. I'm not going anywhere. I knew what to do.
And as this song unfolds, we realize it's about a mother finding out there's been a shooting at her child's school.
That was possibly the most emotional of all of the songs, you know, as a parent myself, and then, of course, with shootings happening every day. So this song carries so much meaning for me, and I think Jean and Joelle found a beautiful way of finding poignancy, you know, that the mother still sings the lullaby, still remembers that day, that fear. It's very powerful, and I think when I've performed it, I always cry.
Well, there's also the song Listen, music by Kamala Sankrum, lyrics from Mark Campbell, inspired by the death of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement, which became enmeshed with the pandemic. Let's hear a little of Listen.
Only listen, even if it's painful.
That was the birth of this whole project, because Mark actually sent that lyric to me. He said, I just wrote a lyric, can I share it with you? It was beautiful. I read it. The message was subtle. You didn't know exactly that it was addressing the Black Lives Matter issue. And I said, why don't we approach a composer? Then we did. And something sparked in me. I thought, oh my gosh, I have to do this again. And then we created this project of 17 songs written in response to different parts of what we all were experiencing. So in that sense, it's sort of a time capsule. But Listen was the beginning.
Well, you know, listen close, listen pure, listen true, listen, listen to learn. Don't make a sound, don't intrude, just listen. And again, this is in response to George Floyd. And Kamala Sankrum, who wrote the music, said, since writing Listen, the music, the world seems hopeful but delicate. But then here we have Tyre Nichols. I can't help but think, you know, here we are again.
I know. It's frightening. It is hard to have hope. I think in a way music offers that, though. It offers this space to contemplate something and still derive hope, because we have to.
Yeah. Which brings us to the song I want to just dwell on a little bit, because it's just stunning, and it's from Caroline Shaw. Now, she won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2013 for her a cappella piece, Partita for Eight Voices. We'll link listeners to our conversation with her at herenow.org. We love her.
And I do too.
Yeah. She sends you this. Let's listen. How do I find you? What was that to you?
Well, you know, that song has a very special story that most people don't know, because Caroline and I went to school together. We've been friends a long time. When she was a violinist in the beginning, she played on my recitals at Rice University. So we go way back. And she said she had been watching me during the pandemic singing alone in my practice room just to my children. And she said, I want to write a song that you could accompany yourself, that you would sing to your kids. And what was interesting is then I started practicing it, and my daughter walks in, and she's listening. And I think, wow, the circular nature of that.
It's like a prayer
for
the future. We're going to go out and hear a little more. Grammy nominated, but I'm assuming you can't wait to get out and sing.
Yeah, completely. There's nothing like it now to be back with an audience, that meaning, the feeling of energy in the room, which, you know, I think about this a lot. What is the meaning of performance? And I think we all lack and love that human connection that we get in live performance.
Hmm. And it just strikes me, this song, the title track, How Do I Find You? People we've lost during pandemic, children we're afraid of letting go outside, George Floyd, it's everything, it's everything.
Yeah.
Mezzo-soprano Sasha Cooke, her album How Do I Find You, nominated for a Grammy for Best Classical Vocal Solo Album. Grammys are this Sunday. Sasha Cooke, thank you.
Thank you. It's been so special.